Arissa True started skateboarding at the age of 7 after switching from surfing. At 14, she went to the Olympics. Arissa fell on her first run, setting her back on the scoreboard, but she was not deterred.
On my first run, like, I just fell on a basic trick, which was, like, I was landing at every try in the practice and in the other run. So I was, like, I knew that I was just, like, it's, like, a one-time thing that I would fall on it. So I was fine after that. And I was just, like, landed the other runs no matter what. And I was just, like, going to go full out on them because, like, I didn't care. It was all or nothing. And then I was just so excited when I landed my second run because, like, I had a run down and, like, they gave me some more confidence. And then on the third run, I just knew that if I wanted to, like, secure my spot in the podium because I was in third, so somebody could bum me out pretty easily, I had to, like, land a solid run. And then when I did and I went into first, I knew that I'd made the podium for sure. It was just to see where I'd, like, score in it.
Watching with bated breath was Arissa's mum, Aiko, who was among the 6,400 people in the stadium.
It was hard to believe. My heart was pounding because she failed her first run. I could see the coach Trevor's reaction on the screen and I was feeling exactly the same. The moment she got it was such a relief. It's so hard to believe still.
Arissa says she doesn't regret the decision to switch to skateboarding or her life choices since then, which include enrolling in a specialist school to allow for more time to skateboard. The Level Up Academy on the Gold Coast is run by Trev Ward, a former top 10 professional skater. Students study in the morning and skate in the afternoon. Arissa says she believes the arrangement has brought out the best in her.
Yeah, well, I just like skate every single day because it's fun and it's my favourite thing to do, but just training and skating like twice a day, like at school and then after school, and just like doing what I love the most. So that's really all I did, and just like having fun with my friends and then my coach helping me learn new tricks.
Arissa has developed a reputation for breaking boundaries with her skateboarding moves, becoming the first female skateboarder to land what's called a 900 in May. The move, made famous by Tony Hawk, involves 2.5 rotations in the air. Less than a year earlier, Arissa made history as the first female skateboarder to land a 720, another Tony Hawk manoeuvre, which consists of 2 mid-air rotations. She's currently ranked number 4 internationally in the women's park category, based on the World Skateboarding Ranking. Her mother says she and her husband Simon always hoped Arissa would achieve gold medal success, but they never applied too much pressure.
Simon and I have always encouraged her to have fun and to enjoy it each time, so we weren't too concerned about the pressures. While the focus was on making sure she was not getting injured or getting sick, we went about our lives as normal as possible, making sure that she had as much time as possible to play with her friends.
Also on the Olympic podium were athletes with Japanese mothers. Japan's 15-year-old Hiroki Kokona took silver, and British-Japanese 16-year-old Sky Brown won the bronze. Aiko says she's met with one of the mothers, and they share a common approach.
Perhaps cheerfulness? Mums who work hard to support their daughter.
There's been little time for rest, with Arissa turning her focus to upcoming competitions.
I have like a few more comps coming up, so I'm just like hoping to like learn some really good runs there and learn some new tricks as well and just like keep having fun and doing my best.
She says one of the things she's savouring after the emotional high of the Olympics is getting a pet duck.
Just before I left for the Olympics, I was asking my parents, like, if I got podium, could I get a pet duck? And they were like, no, only if you get gold. And I was like, oh, please, just if it's podium. And they're like, no, only if it's gold, because I don't think they wanted a pet duck. But then I think they still, like, thought that I could, maybe that would, like, push me to get gold. When I used to want 2 pet ducks when I was younger, I wanted to name it Cheese and Quackers.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.